Hi, I'm Ray with another podcast episode. This time, very fitting, seeing as it's Sunday the 22nd, all about Christmas in the 1950s and into the early 60s. So we've only got a few days to go until Christmas, and most people have had their trees up now for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 6 weeks? I know of a couple of people that have had trees up for the last 2 months. Can you believe that? 2 months. What we used to do was put the tree up a week before Christmas Day. So that way you can enjoy it. You've got the build up to Christmas Day. If you do it 2 months before, it's just, well, by the time Christmas arrives, to be honest, it's just boring, isn't it? The tree's been sitting there gathering dust for so long, no one's interested anymore. What's that? Oh, that's the Christmas tree. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was there back in the summer. Well, not quite. Not quite that long ago, but you know what I mean. I think we've always had the countdown to Christmas, you know, the number of days. But back when I was a kid in the 50s, early 60s, it didn't start as, well, some supermarkets now, way back, well, not quite the summer again, but, you know, it's almost the summer hasn't gone. We've barely got into autumn and they've got Christmas stuff in the shops. You know, it really is silly. Same with Easter. So as January arrives, you've got Easter eggs in the shops. I don't know. So we did have the countdown to Christmas, but it was only, I can't remember to be honest, but no more than a couple of weeks. I remember hearing on the radio, only 2 weeks to go to Christmas. I never heard them saying, oh, only 6 months to go to Christmas. That just didn't happen back then. I know that doesn't happen now. But there was this build up to it. The thing was, when we broke up from school, that was when Christmas really started. And that was only, I think, about a week before Christmas Day, or even closer to Christmas Day, depending on when Christmas Day was. So we'd finished school. That meant that Christmas was coming. And of course, we were all excited as kids. It was a fantastic time. The sales were always in January. After Christmas, whatever the shops had left that they hadn't sold, they'd reduce the prices and have the January sale. Now, sales seem to start in August. I don't know what's going on quite. You never know when Christmas is. You know, you've got Christmas sales before Christmas and after Christmas. We've got Black Friday. In fact, the other day, it was someone was talking about the Black 5 days. Black Friday and Black 5 days, where everything's cheap. People have fights and punch-ups in shops and goodness knows what. I heard on the radio that some of these Black Friday offers are in fact not offers at all. They said you're being ripped off by some places. I mean, I don't know. That's what I heard on the radio, so don't quote me. Again, going back to the early days, I don't remember. I mean, of course, as a kid, I wouldn't remember a lot about shopping and stuff like that. But I just don't remember stuff happening weeks and weeks before Christmas Day. We'd get the food in. I remember Mum buying all the food. Again, that would be, she'd go over to the shops Christmas Eve. And again, there wasn't a fight in the shops. There wasn't a scramble, empty shelves and all that panic buying. People would go over and do their last bit of shopping Christmas Eve. Any food that's perishable, just buy it at the last minute on Christmas Eve. Presents, I think our parents started to get presents perhaps a couple of weeks before Christmas. I do remember hearing that some people, what they would do is in the January sales, they'd buy next year's Christmas presents. Now that did happen in the 50s and 60s. So that was something that was mad. Having said that, perhaps it's a good idea because you get stuff cheap and you've already done next year's Christmas shopping. I don't know. No, it wouldn't be next year's, would it? You've already done the next Christmas shopping. I don't know. I mean, I've never done anything like that. I'm not one of these chaps either that does it all on Christmas Eve. I mean, now with online shopping, I can just basically just sit there with my iPad and do all my presents online, and even cards. These days, I don't have to go out and buy a card. Just go to one of these places, what is it, Moonpig and the rest of them. Just order your card. It's all done for you. It's fantastic. But there again, the old days were fantastic. I remember going over to the shop. I had to get a card for Mum and Dad. I remember going over to the shops with my half a crown pocket money or whatever it was I had, my 2 bob bit, and I'd go and choose a card for them. Which was good fun. I don't remember buying presents for them because we didn't, obviously, we only had our pocket money. But we certainly each got a card for Mum and Dad, which was good. So the Christmas tree would go up a week before, and the decorations. Now, they were very different, the decorations. We had paper chains. What they were strips of paper about, what, 6-7 inches long, maybe 7 inches long, coloured strips of paper with a bit of glue one end, a bit like an envelope. So you lick the glue end, turn it round into a circle and glue the two ends together. So you've got a circle. You then get another strip of coloured paper and you stick that through the first one, glue the ends, another one, stick it through, glue the ends, and you made a chain. And of course it kept kids busy for hours, all sitting in their bedrooms making paper chains. Then you get drawing pins and you put them, even in your bedroom, from each corner of the room to the centre light. So you've got your four chains from each corner going to the centre light. Then other things, other bits of decoration and tinsel hanging off the window. You know, kids always did their bedrooms. Same in the lounge. Parents would do the lounge and the hallway, the dining room. Paper chains everywhere. It was so different. These days it's just a few, I don't know, what do you get? A sort of LED Father Christmas flashing in the corner. LED lights on the Christmas tree. Of course, going back a long, long way, going back like 100 years, the lights on the Christmas trees were real candles. None of this electronic stuff. They were actually genuine, real candles. And of course, there were fires. Well, you can imagine Christmas trees would catch fire, which I don't think would go down too well. Christmas Day, the tree catches fire. So yes, things have changed a lot, but going back to the 50s, it was still great fun. It was terrific fun. We'd help wrap up presents as well. Obviously not our own presents, but for other people. We'd help wrap them up. You'd have your sellotape and or your Christmas paper. And there was none of this sort of tin foil paper. It was just thin paper. And of course it tore very easily. It was very thin. So you're wrapping up your present and you find you've ripped it in half. You have to be careful where you throw that because you might chuck it at the Christmas tree and it catches fire. No, we did have electric lights on the tree in the 50s, of course. And the trouble is with those, if one of the bulbs went, they're all in series. So if one bulb blew, you don't know which one it is. The whole lot's gone out. So you've got to go out around the tree, replace it, take a bulb out, put a new one in. No, that's not it. Take a bulb out, put a new one in. That's not it. And of course, if you've got like 20, 25 bulbs on the tree, it could take ages. And then half an hour later, it goes out again, another bulb's blown. So at least that doesn't happen anymore. Christmas morning was great because, you know, all the kids would wake up early. I got up at 4 o'clock one morning, woke up the other kids, brothers, sisters, woke them up, 4 o'clock, and we're opening our presents. Of course, parents came out, what are you doing? It's only 4 o'clock. Oops, got into trouble for that one. I mean, I wasn't aware of the time. It was dark. I thought it was morning. I mean, in the winter, it's dark anyway in the morning. What we used to do was have a pillowcase instead of a stocking or something. You'd have a pillowcase at the end of your bed and the presents would miraculously turn up in each kid's pillowcase. Father Christmas, of course, would sneak in the night. We'd stay awake as long as we could to try and see who it was. And, well, it was Dad, wasn't it? Who else was it? It was Dad. Anyway, then, of course, Christmas morning. I don't know why, but there was the old tradition, wasn't there? There was was it orange or satsuma, a bit of chocolate and bits and pieces like that in your stocking, your pillowcase. But, of course, all the presents. And we'd each grab our pillowcase and all go to the parents' bedroom, all sit on their bed and open our presents, which was great fun. I think that the most technological Christmas present I ever had was a transistor radio one year. Fantastic. I remember I kept that for many, many years. And on that Christmas day, it was on all day. Of course, the battery didn't last long. But that was the most technological. Oh, no, I did have a record player, I think, a few years after that. But, of course, no phones, iPads, Xboxes, and all this stuff. None of that existed. It was tin toys, wooden toys, and the transistor radio, of course. That must have been early 60s. The food preparation for Christmas dinner. Mother was in the kitchen all morning. Like the Christmas pudding, there's a good example. These days you go and buy a Christmas pudding from the supermarket or have it delivered because supermarkets deliver everything now. Back in those days, you made your own and it used to stink. I remember you'd have to make this pudding thing, put it in a cloth, hang it in boiling water or something and it would steam and it would stink. Now, I don't think you put it in the water. I think you hung it above it. I can't remember. But it used to stink the house out, this old cloth. But it was great. And put sixpence in the pudding, of course. Sixpenny, you know, little sixpenny piece in the pudding. That was like a surprise. Someone would get it, probably break one of your teeth in the process. And then the turkey, that would be in the oven for hours. But, you know, it was always a fantastic meal, Christmas dinner. Then there was the Queen's speech in the telly on the afternoon. Well, that's still going, of course. And then basically, the kids would spend the rest of the day eating sweets and playing with their presents, while the parents would sip baby sham or cherry bee, Stone's ginger wine, and watch whatever it was in black and white on the television. So, and that was it. That was Christmas Day. On Boxing Day, there wasn't so much on the television back then. I mean, in the day, TV didn't really run. I can't remember what was on TV at Christmas. It was mainly evening stuff, apart from the Queen's speech on Christmas Day. But we'd have the wireless on, the radio. So there'd be all sorts of Christmas programmes on the radio, which were good, you know, Clitheroe Kid, that sort of thing, The Goon Show, all Christmassy type stuff. Itmar, do you remember Itmar? That's going back a bit. I think that's even before my time. I do vaguely remember that. The Billy Cotton Band Show. I remember that. Various things. So the radio would be on most of the day. Boxing Day was more food, turkey sandwiches and whatever was left from the day before. More sweets, of course. Kids always had sweets at Christmas. I don't know why, but it was just masses of sweets. Yes, playing with presents. And I don't know about the weather. They do say that, oh, when you look back as a kid, you remember those days, they were long, hot summers and there was snow every day in the winter. I'm not sure. That's the way I think of it. I do remember the summers. The school holidays were always fantastic days, warm, dry, hot. It was just lovely. And the winters, we had snow all the time. But I suppose that wasn't true. I don't know. I can't remember. But I do remember, was it the winter of 62, 63? That where the snow just went on and on and on. I think the sea froze. Was that year? I can't remember. But it was, yeah, 62, 63, that winter. There was just snow all the time. In fact, one of my presents, I remember specifically that year, was it John Bull, the little printing set? You get a red plastic thing and you slide these rubber sort of letters into it to make a word. Then you put it on the stamp, on the pad, and then stamp it on a piece of paper. And I was going to do a newspaper front page. So I stamped snow. Okay. Then I took all the letters out and I think I wrote one short sentence, which took hours taking the letters out, putting each letter in, make sure they're the right way round and you've spelt the word correctly. I think I just discarded that afterwards. I didn't bother with that again. I had a chemistry set one year. Very disappointed in that. There was nothing to set fire to. But these were the sort of presents you had. And what was it? Oh, yes, a magic robot. You stick this robot on a little glass mirror on this game, and you could ask him a question, and he'd swing round and give you the answer. He had a sort of little pointer that would swing round. That was good fun. I remember playing with that for hours and wondering how it worked. And in the end, I sussed it. I realised what was going on. It was all preset on magnets and stuff. So I wrote my own questions and answers and stuck those on the board. So, yeah, that was good fun. Oh, I forgot carol singing, didn't I? Yes, before Christmas, we'd all go carol singing. There were loads of kids, you know, groups of children or kids with parents, things like Girl Guides, Boy Scouts, all these various clubs and things. They'd all go around carol singing, which was great fun. They'd come and knock on the door and you give them a couple of shillings or whatever. That was great fun. I used to go carol singing with my brothers and sister, and, you know, we'd get a few shillings and share it out. Sometimes you'd be given sweets. There we are, back to sweets again. It's a wonder our generation didn't, our teeth didn't all fall out. So yes, carol singing was good. Again, that was part of the build up to Christmas, which everyone enjoyed. There were church services, all sorts of things going on, things in the town. Of course, in the towns now, you still have the big Christmas trees, but it was so, I don't know, how can I explain? It was more Christmassy then. Now it's more commercial. It was Christmassy then. It wasn't all about money. It was a totally different thing. They were happy days. I certainly enjoyed them. Certainly loved Christmas. That was the highlight of the winter. Well, winter was Christmas. Of course, once Christmas was over, then it's January, February, back to school, ice, snow, slush, horrible. But of course, the summer holidays were in sight. That was the main thing. In sight, but it's still a long way off. Talking of the cold and the ice and the snow and the slush, most houses, most families had coal fires. Definitely in the lounge, probably the dining room as well, and some in the bedrooms. We still have a coal fire in the winter. We've got central heating, of course, but we have the coal fire, which is lovely. Christmas Eve, we'll sit there by the coal fire, no television, have a bit of music on Christmas Eve, bit of Christmas music, and sit in the dining room, staring into the flames of the coal fire. I like the old ladies' drink, port and lemon. Do you remember that? My nan, going back to, goodness me, I must have been 8 or 9 years old, she said, here, try this. And it was, I thought it was Ribena. It was port and lemon. She said, don't tell your mum. I remember that. I never forget that. And I think that's where I got my taste for port and lemon. I know it's an old ladies' drink. And Stone's ginger wine, I like that. And a couple of real ales, of course. Sitting by the fireside, Christmas Eve. Lovely, what could be better? There we are. Hope you've enjoyed my recollections of Christmas. Thank you to all my listeners, all my followers. You make it worthwhile. I know I'm not talking to myself. Well, I hope not. And thank you to the person in America, won't mention names and things, who said, just got a new baby. And the baby doesn't know what I'm talking about, of course. But they go to bed each night listening to my podcasts. How about that? So good night to you too if you're in bed. And I hope the baby sleeps well. Have a good Christmas. And I shall see you when? Next Sunday. Christmas will be over by then, and then of course we've got the new year. So have a healthy, prosperous, definitely healthy, don't worry about money, healthy new year, and we can look forward to the spring and the summer. Thanks for listening as always. Take care. Bye bye for now.